AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. The White House says talks aimed at halting the Israel-Hamas war have resumed in Doha. The talks also are focusing on securing the release of scores of hostages, with a potential deal seen as the best hope of heading off an even larger regional conflict. David Shapiro, a protester in Tel Aviv, says a ceasefire agreement is needed now to free Israeli hostages.
We think this is the last chance to bring them home now.
The Palestinian death toll from the 10-month-old war has surpassed 40,000. Multiple arrests have been made in connection to last year's overdose death of actor Matthew Perry.
Five people, including two doctors, are being charged with supplying actor Matthew Perry the drug ketamine, which led to his death last October. In addition to five suspects being charged with Matthew Perry's overdose death, we're learning more about his addiction to ketamine. DEA Administrator Ann Milgram says Perry had been receiving the drug legally through a clinic, but his addiction grew more severe.
He turned to unscrupulous doctors who saw Perry as a way to make quick money.
Up to $2,000 a vial. Central California's U.S. Attorney Martina Strada alleges one doctor, Salvador Plasencia, arranged for Matthew Perry to get dozens of vials, implicating himself in a text.
Quote, I wonder how much this moron will pay.
Prosecutors allege the doctor got Perry's personal assistant, who's also been arrested, to inject the drug into the actor. They say that's what killed Perry in October of 2023. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Hurricane Ernesto strengthened into a category storm Thursday night as it barreled toward Bermuda, leaving hundreds of thousands of people in Puerto Rico without power or water. This is AP News. The newly identified remains of a missing World War II soldier from Oregon are set to be brought home.
As reported by Oregon Public Broadcasting, the Pentagon says the remains of U.S. Army Private William Calkins were identified after being exhumed along with other unknown soldiers buried at the Manila American Cemetery in the Philippines. Calkins was captured after U.S. troops in Bataan Province surrendered to Japanese forces. After surviving the harrowing 65-mile Bataan death march, he was held at a POW camp where records show he died on November 1, 1942, at the age of 20. DNA analysis and other techniques were used to identify Calkins' remains, which are set to return for burial in suburban Portland in September. I'm Norman Hall.
And Pakistan's health ministry says it has identified the first case of a new Mpox variant that might be easily transmitted. This is only the second confirmed case of the new variant outside of Africa. I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.